this mutation. I was reading some reports that it might possibly be more contagious. They don't know if it's more deadly. I'm hoping you can kind of give us a little bit of the background on that.
Sure. Kristen, it's wonderful to see you again. Thank you so much for having me here. The views expressed are my own, and Kristen, sounds like you got an A in biology. So I just wanted to say that, to answer your question, what we're learning about this kind of spike or new mutation that's happening, not just in England, but it's also happening in South Africa, it seems as though they're having about a 70%-ish increase in terms of how contagious this virus is. And what we did learn from our understanding of virology is that, generally speaking, viruses will tend to, as they kind of continue on, get a little less lethal. And we're starting to see that. So I can certainly tell you from my own experience, I work at three different hospitals in New York City. I'm starting to see, again, the numbers are rising. We're at around 6.2%-ish in the state, in the city. In the city specifically, and I'm seeing about a third to half of my patients have the virus. So we're starting to see the numbers go up in terms of what's contagious. But what we are also seeing is that it's less lethal, which is a good sign, and it's a positive sign for us, because whereas before, every patient that was in the intensive care unit was on a ventilator pretty much almost 100%, we're now seeing it at a rate of about 60%. So where it's transitioning is from a very lethal virus to something that's a little bit more to be admitted to the regular floors of our medicine units. And the challenge with that is still we can see a number of folks and hospital systems get overwhelmed by having those large numbers there. And so this certainly provides concern for us about what's happening in the UK. Thankfully, it's from my understanding in terms of talking with my friends and my experts that our vaccines should continue to treat this disease process.
Do the mutations respond to the vaccine? So folks shouldn't necessarily be worried that this vaccine, that the vaccines that we have out now from Pfizer and from Moderna won't be effective against this mutation, correct?
Yes, that's correct. So essentially, the vaccine, when they create this, they're basically like, what makes it coronavirus is essentially this crown, that shape that you see with the virus that they show the pictures of. And so even though that there's a mutation there, we've already had a number of different mutations happen with this virus. We saw a huge difference from what was in March and April with that particular strain of the virus versus what we saw later. And what we did see was that it became more contagious, a little less lethal. So I think what we're seeing is another, you know, some more evidence of another strain of this that you'll have, again, higher levels of contagiousness. And what I like to think about and what some of us talk about with our colleagues is what we call the R-naught, or the transmissibility of this particular virus. Generally speaking, it's been around the 2 to 3 range. So if you're looking at a 70% increase, that means for you're probably somewhere around a 3.5 to 4 range. And that's concerning. So that means for every one person that's infected, you might end up infecting 4 more. And that's even further evidence for us to continue to do what we know to stop the transmission of this virus. That would include making sure that we're wearing masks, making sure that we don't introduce bubbles and connect a lot of bubbles, particularly do that indoors because that's a problem. We want to make sure that we do physically distance, and then also we want to make sure that people have access to rapid testing, because if you have access to rapid testing, then you have a much better chance of avoiding getting this virus and knowing what your status is. And similarly, hopefully once we can get all of our important essential personnel vaccinated, then the points at which people would connect or engage with folks out in the community or with their physicians would improve, because those folks would be vaccinated and it would be less likely for you to pick it up from them.
Dr. Garg, I only have about 30 seconds, but would you be able to tell us what you're anticipating for January now that we have this holiday, you know, at the end of this week, and folks are going to want to see their, you know, their friends, their family, their loved ones? What are you anticipating in January, at least when it comes to the case count or even the death toll?
Well, we know that the cases go up, and so what's been happening very predictably is that when folks get together, especially when they start mixing bubbles, it's cold outside, people are going to be inside, there's more chances for infections to happen. And so what's happening right now in the holiday season. People are getting together, people are still flying and going from place to place. And sadly, we think that in January there's going to be a lot more spikes, both in terms of case counts as well as in terms of death rates.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in once again to Player Shine Radio, hashtag the Sour Power Hour. I have the homie with me, Tone, on deck. And yes, this coronavirus that mutated, yes, it's more contagious. I done heard reports as up to 50% more contagious. The crazy part is, when the United Kingdom found out that they had that the coronavirus mutated, they just shut down the borders. Like, no, you ain't leaving and you ain't coming in. We finna contain this. But the irony in this is that the United States, specifically New York, their airport's still accepting flights from the United Kingdom. But they promising that they testing everybody that's coming in and it's going to be okay and all of this other mumbo jumbo. It's getting worser and worser. There is no normal anymore. This is the new normal. Because what happens when this coronavirus, this new mutated corona, mutates into a different corona? We already couldn't be around family members. Family members already said, don't come over here, or you got to present a piece of paper saying that you had a COVID test and it was negative and all of this extra stuff. Everybody trying to be cautious. Everybody trying to be safe. Everybody just like myself is watching the news, and we just saw the president or the president-elect get a so-called vaccination. Who knows? I don't know. I saw a needle go on his arm. I saw somebody that looked like a doctor in the conference room give the president-elect a shot. So he got vaccinated. That's supposed to increase morale and patriotism, be patriotic for your country and get vaccinated and get something that we just ran through trials and research in less than a year. And we deemed it 95% safe, so everybody got to take this shot. And it's just going to get to a point where you got to go to, in order to go to work or keep your job, if you work for somebody, you got to get a COVID shot. If you don't get it, then you may be fired. It's going to be hard for you. It's going to be hard for you to provide for your family if you just used to going and clocking into a 9-to-5, like myself. And I even saw a lady, a nurse, get vaccinated. And as she was talking and saying that she was doing a service to her country, she fucked around and passed out on stage. Like, just passed clean out. Like, the media just gonna smooth run past that part. We not focusing on the side effects. We not focusing on how this vaccination is affecting individual people every day that it's being distributed, whether it's through Pfizer or it's through Moderna. People reacting to this drug, whatever they injecting into you and shooting into your bloodstream, your body do not agree with whatever chemicals that they done threw together and didn't do enough research on because of the severity and the climate of what's going on in this nation. It's utter chaos. China don't want to take the blame for it. China pointing the finger at America. America pointing the finger at China. Then China pointing the finger at the UK. And because China beefing with Australia and they having a tariff war and all type of economic wars against each other and shipping wars and all of this extra stuff, they blaming each other for this, that, and the third and who started it. It's mass hysteria. Eventually, the mutated strand is gonna make its way across the sea, whether it's on boat or it's by airplane. Somebody finna bring that shit over here. that one person gonna spread it to four people, that those four people gonna spread it to four more people, and so on and so forth. And from that point on, you have a brand new surge in cases where, according to our government, the vaccine that's out is going to protect you from this. It's not going to cure you. It's just going to make it 95% more likely that you have any symptoms and that you're, what's the word? You're protected because you took a shot that the government made a contract with pharmaceutical companies that's getting rich, getting stupid rich. One thing that that's been exposed with this pandemic is the greediness with these corporations, the government, and these pharmaceutical companies. It's a big business when it's a pandemic. It's people that's profiting off of this pandemic. And the media's job is to persuade the American people to do their due diligence and go get vaccinated with a drug that's barely scientifically proven to actually protect you from it. Because in reality, you have to take one shot and then you have to come back and take like a booster shot to make sure that everything's working fine and you're not sick and you're not infecting anybody. You said old people had to get it first in old folks' homes. Then they said the frontline workers gotta get it, which are the nurses and the doctors. And then they said the emergency response teams like police officers, firefighters, people that work in food line services, that sort of thing. If you work at a food plant or a slaughterhouse or a chicken plant, wherever, you gotta get a COVID shot because you're working with food. And they ain't trying to take no chances. They find it every way to corner you into taking this vaccination. And it's amazing that the government has really went into warp speed with administering this drug to the mass population. They get in the army, or what do you call them? The National Reserve, to help the National Guard to distribute shots and vaccination to hard to reach communities. I think that's code for they finna go into the city. They're going to the hood. And they're going to vaccinate the hood the best way that they can. They're not sending doctors to your community. They're sending the National Guard to your community to ensure that you get this vaccination and go about your business. We don't know what the landscape gonna look like 2 years from now, 3 years from now. We just know right now, they're really forcing and campaigning this propaganda campaign to get vaccinated with something that we literally watched develop within 7 months, less than a year. Just gonna say that, less than a year. We saw doctors go from saying that it usually takes 5 to 10 years to develop a real vaccination, which then makes you think, well, then why does AIDS still exist? Why does cancer still exist? Why do things like the common cold still exist? Or why does the flu still exist if they've been researching these drugs for years? They've been researching these diseases for years, and yet it's still, they have yet to come up with a cure or something that's 95% effective in keeping you more healthy and less likely to transmit something contagious like the flu or the common cold. But when it comes to this virus that they knew, all it took was less than a year to come up with a 95% vaccine. now it's over 2 million doses distributed throughout the United States for the sake of humanity. The doctor just said it. Like, now it's in South Africa. South Africa, pretty far from the United Kingdom. That's pretty damn far. That's a whole continent it went through just to get to South Africa. And now South Africa got a brand new pandemic. Like, that's kind of weird. But that's what the media said. That's what they said. I didn't make this up. We just listened to it. This is Yahoo News, Yahoo Finances. It's on every major media outlet now. And they saying that this new mutated coronavirus is more deadlier towards children. We don't know how it's going to affect the children, but we know that now they're at risk. Now we got to keep the kids under lock and key. Kids can't play with kids. Kids can't go to... work out. That's the crazy part. That's the point where I'm at. I have so many questions, but I'm still waiting on my question from last week when I asked, what are the ingredients in this vaccine? To which we went online, we looked, we only found one video, and when you try to share that video, guess what happens? Facebook won't let you share it. Even if you screen record it and upload it from your phone and share it, you know, 5 minutes later, they will flag that video. They will fact check that video and let you know somebody already posted this video and this is disinformation, so we're going to take it down. But if you go to a mainstream media website and you asking these questions, it's going to debunk what the nurse said about the ingredients on the box for Pfizer or Moderna, what the ingredients actually are, and they're gonna break it down more scientifically, take out a few words, but it's damn near the same thing. It's saying the same thing. If you didn't listen to the last podcast about COVID-19 and COVID cooties, I strongly encourage you to go to that podcast. The link is at the bottom of the description of the video. Everything's there. And I also uploaded the article about what's so-called in the vaccine. Like I said, it's really no difference, except they didn't say that it was Caucasian 14-week-old fetuses. That's it. Everything else is pretty much on point. And it's like, wow. It's a reason why the mainstream media not gonna tell you what's in the ingredients in this drug. It's a reason why you have to go online and research. You're not finna go to the library and get a book on coronavirus. It's not gonna happen. The only information out there is online. The only information out there is the frontline workers that's working with this virus and with this drug. And if it's doctors telling you that you're being misled, the media, the mainstream media is not reporting on this, you need to share this and alarm the people, let the people know what's going on. But the moment you do that, you have gatekeepers in position, ready. Because I'm pretty sure I wasn't the first person that posted it to Facebook. If I was, it would have stayed up the whole day. But because I probably was like the 100,000th person that tried to upload it, they got independent fact checkers waiting on videos like that. Some one of those independent fact checkers saw it. Say it, bro.
Artificial intelligence. Don't forget about artificial intelligence.
Yes. I can't forget about artificial intelligence. I agree. The algorithms are specifically programmed for any mention, any footage, any audio in reference to debunking the COVID-19 vaccine. they don't want you to hear the truth. They want what was once considered, what's the word? Conspiracy theory. They want it to remain conspiracy theory, and anybody speaking against this COVID vaccine is a conspiracy theorist. They want your grandmama, they want your aunties, they want your people to be living in fear because they have an agenda that they're pushing. And so far, they're doing a great job because so far, they've locked down part of the country. Go to California. I just saw a video of this white man. He owned a restaurant. He was trying to open up so that his workers can go to work. But the health department showed up and was like, no, if you open up, then we're going to give you a violation for opening up. And he responded with, well, how am I supposed to pay my employees if they can't work? Why is it that you're able to do your job, but when it comes to me, I can't do my job? To which the health department worker said, well, you can serve food, but it can only be to-go orders. To which the owner said, no, that's not going to do nothing. Because if I just do to-go orders, I'm going to have to go into my personal savings to break even. And I have head cooks that just had a baby that needs to support his family. I have hosts. I have bartenders that need, they have to make a living. Like, we have to work just like you have to work. So he ended up blocking the health department worker in until the police showed up. And they asked him to move his truck out the middle of the street. He didn't want to do it at first until he spoke to a captain. And then the captain showed up and the white man really went off. He spazzed. Like, how is it that y'all doing y'all job, but we can't do our job? How are we supposed to take care of our family? How are we supposed to survive? I'm supposed to go home, go in the room, and tell my son that we might be going hungry because we can't afford to take care of our business. We can't afford our mortgage. We can't afford to put food in the refrigerator. Like, what are we supposed to do? Everything he said, I felt. At that point in time, it was just a human being trying to rationalize, how do you expect me to not work when right now you doing your job by enforcing what the health department is telling me to do? You allowing them to do their job, and the state and the city is allowing y'all to do y'all job. But when it comes to average people out here that own businesses, you mean to tell me that a person can't even come in here, order some food, and go eat it in front and on a bench and drink a soda? We can't even do that. Like, that's ridiculous. And I agree. Like, I feel you, bro. I feel you. And the white man was going crazy, bro. Like I said, at that point in time, I felt and related to him as a human being. Like, damn, I would hate to be in that position where I have a business that I have started. I've worked it within the rules and the regulations. I got a permit to serve the food. I got a permit for the building. I got a permit to do everything. I got all of these permits that I just paid for. And yet it's still, y'all coming here and telling me that you gonna give me a violation if I open my business that I'm perfectly within my rights to operate because I have all of the permits that I paid the city to acquire and operate legally. Y'all telling me that I can't do it even though I just paid all of this money to do it. We following the COVID-19 rules, but y'all telling us we can't make a living, we can't feed our family, so what are we supposed to do? The only reply that the police can tell him, you need to take it up with the health department. And I'm thinking to myself, like, bro, he just blocked the health department in. He just cussed the health department dude out. The health department dude called y'all. So how you gonna tell him to talk to him if the health department nigga just called y'all to get him to move his truck and to close his business down so that he could go about his business and enforce it on anybody else that's trying to open their restaurants up or serve the people? It really tugged at my heart to see a human being have to be faced with a decision, because just like situations like those, it's going to happen. It's going to keep happening repeatedly. It's going to get worser and worser. They just passed $900 billion stimulus bill, which when you divide it between 330-some or 350-some million Americans, that's only a $600 check. It ain't every week either. It's just a one-time payment. You go to other countries, they get a $1,200 checks every other week to take care of themselves, to take care of their... Over here, it took them damn near a month and a half to pass a bill to help the American people. It took them this long for them to pass a bill where you cannot legally evict people because they can't pay their rent. And it just, I was shocked. Like, wow. The fact that we live in a nation where we're supposed to be the richest nation, the most powerful nation in the world, but yet Democrats and Republicans can't come together and come up with a feasible stimulus bill to help the American people that actually keep this society and nation running on full cylinder. We pay our taxes. If we don't pay our taxes, y'all wait till we don't even notice it. Hit us with a penalty. Take whatever you want out our bank accounts. Put a levy or a lien on the account until the entire debt is paid off or you get on some type of payment plan. I'm just lost for words at this point in time. Y'all gonna have to forgive me because I hate seeing people suffering, especially over something that our government, our nation, our leaders could have totally prevented, could have totally taken the necessary steps to be caught as far as how we finna really deal with this pandemic. But you got an asshole president that never set an example of how to properly go about this situation, how to properly manage this situation. I can't even just put the blame on our president. It's our leaders. It's the people that's at the top of this economic base. Billionaires, shot callers, having flunkies, own all type of land, all type of assets, all type of resources. But the only thing that they really focused on is depopulating the world. Bill Gates. It's like, so far their plan is in effect. And now it just hit Africa. All eyes is on Africa. All eyes is on South Africa. And all eyes is on the United Kingdom. Of course this virus is going to spread. It's just when it spreads, what are you going to do? When they start locking shit down. When you can't go to the grocery store or you got to stand in a line for 3-4 hours because they only let in 3 people in at a time. You know how many people are finna be out here in savage mode? You know how many people finna be out here wilding? I don't think people gonna be scared of the police or the army because everybody got sticks. Everybody got a gun. Ain't nobody scared to, you know what I'm saying? When you faced with either going hungry or trying to figure out how you finna put a roof and keep a roof and keep heat and basic necessities on, you'll be surprised what a man to do. You'll be surprised what a person to do to ensure the sanctity of his family. And maybe that's the energy that the government want. Like they slowly backing us into a corner. It ain't too slow. It ain't a turtle pace slow. It's just slow enough where every day is something new that we have to accept. Something new, late breaking news that catches us off guard and we got to figure out what we finna do next. People get scared, they go get toilet paper. People get scared, they gonna go clean out the grocery store, which, you know, they should. But an average grocery store only has about 2 or 3 days worth of groceries, items in the entire store for an entire city to come in and shop. If the whole city went there in one day, it'll be wiped clean. Everything gonna be gone. So now we in a position where you go to the grocery store when the pandemic first hit. People were so scared instead of them stocking up on non-perishable items and canned goods, stuff like that, they cleaned out the toilet paper. People was more focused on wiping their ass versus making sure that they got food in their stomach to last them for as long as possible. It's like our priorities is fucked up. But then you got certain people, like it was just an incident yesterday in Oregon. I don't know if you heard about this, Tone, but a militia group stormed the state capitol. AR-15s, all type of assault rifles, bro. The police couldn't do nothing. They could have did something, but they chose not to. They let them people storm that building. A gun or possess a weapon that they'll tax you out of having a weapon. I don't know. It may be true. It may be not. The only way to find out is to let time pass and see what happens every day and what the media is reporting and the correspondence that the president we have now and the president-elect is giving us in response to this pandemic. $600, a one-time $600 payment is never going to be enough. Never. I could pay my car note and a bill, and I'ma still have to figure out how I'ma do basic things. That's just me. So I'm pretty sure if it's other people, like Buddy that own a restaurant, he trying to figure out how he finna come out on top, how he finna break even. If he can't even get people to come in his restaurant and sit down and eat and enjoy the vibes. They might want dessert. They might, you know what I'm saying? That $5 dessert go a long way. That $5 dessert times 50 people in 3-4 hours, that goes a long way. That adds up. But you taking away a man's livelihood because of a pandemic that we barely have control over. And now it's getting to a point where it's starting to look like it's going to be some type of anarchy. Because if them white boys ain't scared to run up in a state capitol building with their assault rifles, what do you think's going to happen when the shit really hits the fan? I mean, realistically, like, it's not a game, it's not a joke, it's real life circumstances and situations leading up into something that's going to devastate hundreds of millions of people, hundreds of millions of families. And our government can barely get in the room and come up with a decent bill to take care of the American people the same way the American people take care of them. The government, the politicians, the powers that be, they still getting paid. They still going to work. They still bullshitting. Meanwhile, it's people getting evicted. All of their personal possessions and items just getting tossed in the street, and it ain't no love. They just got to figure it out. They got to start over. They got to sleep in their car. Some probably didn't lost their car, and some out here probably just out here in savage mode, trying to do basic things like get a loaf of bread to eat. Who knows? It's just really heartbreaking to see people have to go through this when it could have totally been avoided. Totally. It's a lot of people more focused on Christmas and Christmas gifts and Christmas travel and seeing their family. Seeing your family you ain't seen in a while, I understand that. It's always good to see your family. But trying to get to the doorbuster sales, the day after Christmas sales, the Black Friday sales events, the Cyber Monday bullshits, like, man, come on, man. Come on. What's really important and what's not? That's what I'm thinking about. there's going to come a point in time where they're going to present you, not with the mark of the beast, not yet anyway, but whatever's in this drug, they're going to present it to you in a way where you're either going to accept this or you're going to struggle. You're going to have a hard time finding employment. You're going to have a hard time being a provider. What man wants to go through that? What man really wants to get out here and have to rob, steal, and kill to do basic things that he used to just be able to have to just clock in, work a certain amount of hours and let it add up every week or every 2 weeks and get a decent paycheck so that he can take care of his business and take care of his family? Now it's just getting to a point where the shit is hitting the fan. Tom, what are your thoughts?
Man, you said a mouthful of that, bro. You make some valid points there, bro, on the information. I want the audience to really understand where we at right now in the world, man. And why I really say, man, we need to wake the hell up, man. Because at the end of the day, this is nothing but modern-day slavery, bro.
Facts.
Modern-day slavery. Now, look at symbolism. I want to start there, man. Symbolism. And the mask represents slavery, man. It really does. You know? And not only that, it represents slavery, it represents fear. Fear. This thing going 400 years ago, the fear, man. The fear to speak up, you know, that they put the mask on you so you wouldn't speak to their children in your native tongue. They put the mask on you so you wouldn't go out to eat in the fields where you were to slavery. You were picking the vegetables, you were picking the cotton or whatever, what have you. They put the mask on you so you wouldn't eat while you were at work, or not even work, because work implies that you get paid for it.
Right.
You understand? Now, also, whenever you hear the mass media come up with numbers, figures, percentages, I want your antennas to go up when you hear the number 6, when you hear the number 3, and when you hear the number 8, which is 3 threes or 2 threes backwards. Okay. Whenever you hear those numbers, whenever you hear a third, or, you know, something of that nature, I want you to put your antennas up. Because 9 times out of 10, that's some fake shit. Fakery. Okay? Now, that's not to say every time, but like I say, 9 times out of 10, when your mass media says those numbers and those figures, they come up with some poppycock number on you, I want you to put your antennas up and understand you gotta look a little deeper. It might not be false, but I'm telling you, you really need to look deeper, because 9 times out of 10, it might be false. And it will be false. Now, as far as your testimony about the guy who was, you know, at the restaurant, bro, you know, it's sad to say, but under slavery, that's how it goes. You have to listen to your master. You know what I'm saying? Now, whether white or black, at this point in time, you know, we're all under this spell, man. one end, you got those that's, you know, blinded, where they think, okay, we got the National Guard, they're here to help us, they're here to save us, you know.
Right.
And you know, it's far from the fact. They are really just doing their job, of course, but they get the order from the top. Whatever that top looks like. And we want to say that it comes from, you know, the president, but we know that the president is just a puppet as well. So, it's really above him as well. Now, understanding that,
business
down, right? But what about the Amazon? Pump it in my arm. I don't care what the side effects are. It's affect their language. And when they say predictable, they're predicting that, oh, this coronavirus is going to, the numbers and the cases are going to go up because people are going to congregate, you know, during the holidays. Okay, the key word in that is predictable. Now, what does the weatherman do? He predicts the weather, right? Now, they've been saying it's supposed to be snowing all day, i.e., for example, Wisconsin, Milwaukee, okay? They've been saying it's going to snow for the last month, bro, and we haven't got anything but rain. So what does that tell you about your prediction?
They off deck.
Exactly, and which they don't know. I want to start at, man, you know, dissecting, looking beneath, looking behind the corner, looking behind those walls, and see what they're really about. What are they really about? Deception. You know, only 6% of all coronavirus deaths are actually just COVID, okay? Allegedly, again. Slavery, they're putting people against each other. That's why they put the house nigga in and then the field nigga out, you know, to put each other against each other, bro. So, I want to make this last little point real quick. Now, I put one of my brothers up on the information that I've gathered overall, you know, in a little snippet. On the excess deaths of this corona cases, okay? Now, when I say excess deaths, I'm talking like, okay, when the coroner classifies somebody's death as corona, and they really died of a gunshot wound, that's a problem. And that's what I'm talking about right there. Now, I put him up on game. I showed him what the research that I had. And all he can come back with was, look at the person's name who reported it, you know. Sounds like they're basically some bull, you know. But that's because it didn't come from the mainstream media, okay?
Right.
Now, once you under that mainstream media spell, you're lost, okay? They have a script. Every last one of them follows the same script. You rarely find somebody going outside the script. But when you do, you need to listen, okay? When it's not the status quo, you need to listen, okay? Now, instead of shooting the messenger, I encourage my brothers and sisters to actually do the research yourself. Don't take my word for it. Don't take dude's word for it. Look it up. All this information is found on the CDC. So they'll tell you in black and white. You just gotta look for it, because it ain't gonna be on the front page.
That's deep. Now you gotta think about it, factor in too. Like, whenever they mark a person that's diagnosed with COVID, the hospital or the doctors get a bonus off of that shit. Especially when they're using medical equipment, like the ventilators. Ventilators, $39,000, $40,000. Why wouldn't you, as a hospital, because even a hospital is a business, why wouldn't we label all of these deaths as COVID to get more funding to benefit us? A person can get shot, die from the gun wound, just happened to have COVID. They gonna put COVID over the gunshot wound like the COVID actually was the bullet that killed him.
Yes, sir.
That's the crazy part. It's like they've managed to profit off of the COVID, but I can't even think of the word I want to say. It's on the tip of my tongue. But long story short, they've managed to create all type of revenues off of this virus. Like, it's people that's actually benefiting from these diagnoses and the faulty COVID tests, whether it's two different kinds, and they say that the rapid testing isn't really effective. You gotta get the test that's gonna take a few days to come back to you and all of that. You get the one that you get the results the same day, it's a chance that, you know, it might be faulty. It's people that then went to go take the test, but because it was such a long wait that they left and didn't get tested, but the doctor still called them and said that they got it. And that's what really just made me, you know, even more skeptical. It's like, oh, so they just giving motherfuckers a diagnosis and they not even testing people. The CDC, the Surgeon General, matter of fact, he said that it would be a great look for athletes like LeBron James to take the COVID shot on camera. No cap. I promise you he did, bro. The Surgeon General said it. I ain't hear LeBron say, I'm finna step up and take this because I want y'all to take it. Like, he probably on the same shit we on. Like, he's made his millions. He's created generational wealth for not just his kids, but his kids' kids. And now y'all trying to put him in a position where y'all want him to be the face of why you should go and get vaccinated. Do it for your country. Do it for the honor. Do it to help save lives and all of this other bullshit. But you said an interesting point the other day when we was talking about this. And it was just in reference to how they go out of their way to manipulate the people in order to bring some type of assurance for us to just be down with the program. They'll tell us that a black woman invented the vaccine, like that's supposed to help, that's supposed to sway us. And it's people out here, it's people in our family that be listening to that. And they go off of that and they take what they say to heart. You know what I'm saying? Like, they believe it to the sixth power, and ultimately that's what helped fuel the divide between the people that's rationally thinking and not just going off of mainstream information. Because it was already exposed a long time ago that the mainstream media, even the media, the local media, they all be going off the same script. It's fucked up when you can put one different state or one different city next to each other and they saying the same exact thing word for word. It's like, ain't no way.
Dr. Amos Wilson says, does the media report the news or do they make the news?
I feel like they make the news, bro. They put their own personal thoughts and feelings into whatever script that they have to make it sound more human. But regardless, they gotta stick within the guidelines, but they also put in their 2 cents in, even though it's still lining up with the script. And the moment you deviate from the script, either in that same instance when you come back from commercial break, or the next time y'all go on air live, you gotta apologize for what you said. If you wanna keep getting this $40 million a year, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity, You're going to apologize and retract what you said, but you're going to do it in a way where you apologize and then go on to the next subject and keep doing what you do. That's how it works. All of these people dying for the sake of an agenda that's not finna benefit us as people, but people like Jeff Bezos, people like Bill Gates, and it's so many others. It's so many of them that a lot of them choose to stay out of the limelight, like the ones that actually own the media. Those few people that own all of these networks spread out in America that they want you to just believe in and trust in and take their word for what it is and go off of that information alone. And I guess that's the scary part for me, where I want my people to be on point. I want my people to use their common sense and their natural God-given wisdom and discernment to do what they need to do, not just to survive. Because it seems like it's coming to a point where we have to challenge our government. We have to challenge the powers that be. Otherwise, this slave-minded mentality and this atmosphere that they've morphed into a whole other beast. You watching this news and you being programmed by television. They telling you a vision and programming you based off of what they want you to believe, what they want you to feed off of. If they said that if you eat your dog poop, it'll be good for your heart and it'll help you live longer and it'll make your skin clearer and it's good for wrinkles, just smear it on your face. You know how many people would be eating and smearing dog shit on their face, bro? Just based off of what the media told them. Now we at a point where, you know, the government, they got their vaccine on deck. They've been had it on deck. They just had to figure out a way to introduce it to the world. They had to figure out a way to introduce it to each continent, each country, each nation. And they created all of this calamity. They created all of this drama, all of this fuss. But like you said, it's like they all in cahoots with each other. And it makes so much sense. If you go to China, they government damn near moving to a digital currency where it ain't no paper currency. It's just digital. Everything is tracked. Everything is tracked down to what you spend. No matter what you buy, you can't buy nothing without this digital currency. And they said the purpose of them doing that was so that they can expose the corruption within China. But if that's the case, if you're really trying to expose corruption, then y'all government is corrupt as a whole. Y'all don't want people speaking up. Y'all don't want people standing up for their human basic rights. Y'all don't want them people doing nothing but falling in line, being quiet, and doing what the fuck you tell them to do. You can't own this. You can't own that. You can't do anything unless we approve it. You can only spend this amount of money. You can only live off of this amount of money. And we're going to find out anybody that's hiding money anywhere, it's all going to come to the surface. And we either going to take it or you're going to give it to us. But regardless, we're going to get it one way or another. We're going to spread our propaganda campaigns. Y'all going to go along with the flow and you ain't going to do nothing about it. It's basically about to start happening everywhere. The only difference between China and America is that the citizens have arms and weapons. You know what I'm saying? We may be divided. We may, you know what I'm saying, be divided on race, be divided on politics, be divided on views and outlooks on life. But one thing the majority of this nation got in common is that we all strapped up. And that's where the next phase gonna come in, where they start inciting laws. They gonna start, they like just like they always do. It's always a national tragedy or an event where somebody go shoot up a school, or somebody shoot up a mosque, or somebody shoot up a church, or somebody just shooting in public. oh, we gotta ban this. We gotta put reform on these guns. We gotta make it harder for people to get weapons. And just like President Trump said, it was the calm before the storm. We may look at it like, damn, white people get away with everything. They can do whatever they want to do. They just stormed the Capitol building and did this and that. And true enough, they did, and they do. But even with them doing that, it's like, you know, the government paying attention and allowing it allows certain things to happen. Not even based off of race. They just need this to happen so that when it's time for them to start passing laws while we either watching the finals or the Super Bowl, something like that to distract us. While we watching that and being distracted, they in Congress, they on the floor passing the bill. Probably 3,000 people watching it out of the whole nation. Probably 300,000 people watching it. But the majority of America watching this sporting event. Even with these sporting events, y'all saying y'all trying to keep the spread down. It's been multiple players diagnosed with COVID-19. Why y'all just don't shut down the whole league and let people go about their business and get this shit situated? Because ultimately, we in a capitalistic society where it's money to be made. We gonna get this money regardless. We didn't build these $100 million stadiums for them to be empty. No. We need y'all to follow the program. We gonna still run this broadcast. We gonna make our money online. We gonna make our money in subscriptions. We gonna make our money in digital currency. We gonna get this money regardless. But one thing we ain't gonna do is stop and shut it down. We need everything to keep going as normal as possible. We need these basketball games to keep the we need the nation and the citizens to be as calm as possible. We need to lull them to sleep while we still executing our master plan. But the thing is, when you get to speaking like this, people be looking at you like you're crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. And the evidence is right in your face. Like, in the Bible, it does say, slaves, obey your master. That's exactly what it says. And you can't say we not slaves if every day we waking up to take care of things that we're in debt to. In some type of way, like being that this is a debt-based nation, a capitalistic debt-based nation, where in order for certain people to stay at the top, there has to be some form of debt. There has to be a class of different people. There has to be a higher class. We're trying to eliminate the middle class, and there definitely has to be a lower class. Those are the ones that we really eat off of. Those are the ones that we keep impoverished. Those are the ones that we keep dependent on us in the form of welfare and food stamps and state and national benefits. We need those people so that regardless, we always have an excuse on passing certain bills and giving as little as possible. Because ain't no way you can say that you're the world's richest nation, the world's most powerful country, but yet you got all of this poverty, people homeless, people struggling, people in debt, people paying back these $100,000 school loans, when in reality, all of that can be wiped clean. You could have been taught us how to properly manage debt while we was in school. What was the purpose of us going to school if y'all was trying to teach us about math that we not using for the jobs that we have now? Or subjects. Exactly. Basically, y'all was just being babysat, and they use big ass words. You learn how to spell the big ass words and you graduated. You learn how to do the big ass equation, but that was just to keep you busy so that when you do enter this world, you don't know shit. You only gonna figure it out unless you go through it. You only gonna figure it out if your people plugged in or you know somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody that takes an interest in helping people be released in some type of way, mentally breaking those chains of being in debt and being a slave to your job, being a slave to all of that shit, man. Like, it get deep, bro. Like, And I'm not an economist. By far, I'm farthest from it. But I got enough common sense to know, like, damn, I did what they said we supposed to do. I went to school. I graduated from high school. I got into college. I graduated from college. I bought a house. I got the house now. But yet, I owe all of this money. And in order for me to maintain it, I have to go to work. And I have to pay this off for the next 30 years unless I hit the lottery. Or I happen to work my way.
What is that benefit?
Bro. It ain't gonna benefit me.
Yeah. But let's say, even when we pay off our houses, bro, what if we miss that tax payment?
Right.
So is it truly ours?
Facts.
Or are we still just renting?
Technically, you still renting if you gotta pay taxes on something that you own. You have in a car, you still you gotta pay taxes on that. I just learned that this year, bro. Like, damn, we gotta pay taxes on it.
Registration, but you're not registering. You drive a car.
Oh, they gonna take it. They either gonna take it or they gonna take you, or they just gonna take both of y'all and be done with it.
Right.
Let the expiration on your stickers be out of date, fam. Don't let that be expired, boy. Police fuck with you less because they know you went to the DMV and you had to stand in line for hours and put up with them bullshit ass people that work at the DMV just for them to tell you that your address is incorrect, so you have to pay an additional $75 state tax in order for you to reinstate your license or your license plate or your registration. Regardless, they finna get some money and there ain't nothing they can do about it. They just doing their job. So how free are we in this nation where at every turn we paying for literally every single thing? We damn near paying to breathe. Let them tell it. Water ain't free. If you try to catch water and have your own water, that's illegal. In every way possible, they got it down to a science where they control how you live. They control what going to your food. Even the products that's in your home. We got all of these shipping wars and tariff wars with China, but yet they got diseases coming over here and we still forced to order the majority of our products from the same place that the virus originated at. You would think, well, if they got a disease that we have to come up with a vaccine for, why would we shop with them? How we know none of this shit ain't contaminated? Unless it's all by design. They'd be doing the same thing they was doing before, which was trying to liberate us and be totally independent and have our own land. But then you would have the powers that be and the house niggas trying to form a boule to convince the masses of people that they foolish. Don't listen to them. That idea is going nowhere. Why would you want to be independent? Why would you want to be free? Why would you want to have your own state and your own country? Why would you want that? Because we're constantly being oppressed. There's segregation. There's racism. The nation decides, on how we're going to be treated, and the wealth is not evenly distributed. At least within our own nation, we have parameters and institutions set up in position so that it benefits the people of this nation. That's why we would do it. But the media only give the microphone and the spotlight to the niggas that go against freedom, that go against self-preservation, that go against nation building. They don't want nation building. They want a hierarchy of class. They want the top, middle, and lower. And they want black people as a whole, to the majority, to be at the bottom. And the tools and fuels that make it out, the only reason why they're making it out and they successful is because they agree with the agenda of the elite. If they were still alive today, or if they was reborn or reincarnated, and it was a new generation of those type of thinkers, they would be constantly under pressure, constantly under harassment, lives constantly threatened, because they don't want a black messiah to uplift their people to excellence, to think for themselves and to do for themselves and to cultivate the land and produce their own products and be a fierce competition. Because one thing about black people, when you put us in the right position, we gonna take off. That's why they destroy the black towns that was created in the past. That's why they bombed the towns in the past. And, you know, like, that speaks power and volume, because we've shown this nation that we're capable of lacing up our own bootstraps and doing what we need to do to take care of ourselves as well as our families. The thing is, when we showed that, their number one fear was us rising above them and being more powerful than them and having too much power, more power than a white man, based off of how this nation was built, which was off the backs of black slaves. So when you fast forward today, you got people that come from overseas that are swerving down, well, we built this nation. No, you didn't. We built this nation. Our ancestors built this nation. We laid the cornerstone. We laid the foundation. We cleared the roads. We plowed the fields. We uprooted the trees to make it plentiful so that you can plant the seeds to grow and reap a harvest to make a profit and live the way that you live. The only difference between us and y'all is that we were never compensated for what our ancestors did to make this nation become what it is today. And no one in power wants to acknowledge that or respect that. And anytime there's an outcry for recompense or compensation or reparations, the first thing they're going to say, well, that was a long time ago. That had nothing to do with us. You know what? You can say all of that, but then you gotta make an excuse for segregation and the lynchings and the killings of innocent people. Then you gotta make an excuse for the drug epidemics that y'all sent to the ghettos and the hoods. Y'all went to a whole nother country in Nicaragua and tried to finance a war over there by bringing cocaine, blocks of cocaine, back into America, dropping them off in the hood, thus creating an even more powerful drug epidemic known as crack cocaine. And because black people really didn't know what success was unless they poisoned and killed off members in their community by serving them this new formula, when you put baking soda, a certain amount of baking soda to a certain amount of cocaine, and you cook it up the right way, and you let it sit, and you let the rock get hard, and you bust it down, and off of one hit, people hooked, throwing their lives away, abandoning their babies, and now their kids growing up motherless and fatherless in a nation, in a society where nine times out of ten, because they don't have a mother and a father, we're going to build jail cells and we're going to build prisons to send them somewhere so that we can get slavery back in some way, shape, or form, where we're getting free labor regardless. You can go to work and we're going to pay you, but we're going to tax the hell out of you when you work. Or you can get locked up and we're going to give you an astronomical number behind bars, and we just going to get the labor out of you for free as long as we can possibly do it. So that's why I have a problem with that scripture in the Bible when it says slaves obey your master, because we was born and birthed into this and we really didn't have a choice. We didn't ask our moms and our fathers to lay down and conceive us. It was just a part of God's plan. But along with it saying slaves obey your master, it's going to come a point in time where recompense is going to be inevitable for these people of this nation, because so much evilness and wickedness has been done. It's to a point where it's starting to, the blood and the outcries is starting to spill over. It's just too much chaoticness. It's too much division. It's too much strife. It's too much violence. It's too much obscenity in every aspect. Like, bro, we'd be on this podcast for hours, bro, talking about the debt that America owes, period. But right now, America got the ball. America hitting every shot, and she thinks she's about to win this game, and she will win the game as long as we continue to stay divided and believe the bullshit that the media, the government, and the powers that be pump into our ears or smash into our faces and our eyes, like we have no choice but to just accept it and digest it and accept it as law. Well, this is all it is. This is as good as it's gonna get. Though this is what the circumstances and situations is today, I just refuse to be a part of that program. Like, I've been doing a lot of critical thinking in that aspect of what's gonna happen when they come at me. You gotta take this shot in order to work here.
Right.
Well, right. I'm just gonna have to turn in my resignation, because I'm not a part of that. I'm not a part of this world. I'm only passing through. I'll figure it out. I will genuinely figure out how I'm going to take care of my family, because the last thing I'm going to do is fall into the hands of this government and put my life on the line to inject a questionable vaccine that y'all want me to think is okay for me because a black lady invented it. I don't mean no disrespect to my black women. I love y'all very much. But when they say things like that, it just makes me look at, damn, well, a black lady, I laid down with a black lady and had two kids with, and try my best to be an impact to those kids and be a father and step up and put myself in the position that I am today. But because the government was giving her more than I could give her at the time, she chose to force me into a system that to this day affects me and impacts me. And she uses that power that the government gave her to try to keep my kids away from me. So my only option is to go through the same system that I'm in to go and retrieve my kids. And the only reason why I'm doing it is because God given me the power and the faith to walk in that mindset and in that direction to fight for those kids. It's a battle where it's a 98% chance that I may not come out with nothing except a higher bill. But then that small 2%, I'm walking in faith. I'm walking with God. I feel confident. I feel like this is going to be an anomaly of a situation where, because I'm letting God lead me in my steps, and my life is, my intentions is lined up with the word, and this is what I'm supposed to do as a man, as a black man, I'm supposed to fight for my kids. Then guess what? I don't really care about the odds. For the sake of these children, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. For the sake of my family, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. I understand the repercussions and the consequences just based off of this whole pandemic, this whole vaccination scam. being, having to face division from, you know what I'm saying, members of my family, agreeing with it and not agreeing with it. It's people in our families that's feeling like, well, we got to get this vaccination. It's the only way to save the nation. Not realizing that, you just don't get it. It's bigger than this. It ain't even about the vaccination. You already hit it on the head, bro. Viruses are already dead. So if they already dead and they enter into your body, your immune system was built to finish them off. Your own natural immune system is powerful enough to kill any virus. It's not gonna take no vaccine. The vaccine is only 95% effective. And it ain't even effective in the sense where it's gonna cure you. It's only 95% effective in the sense where you're less likely to get it. You're 95% less likely to get it. That's what they say. But then when you read the documents and you read and you do your research on it, and I when I said it, bro, only reason I was saying it because I heard things like this in the past. Like, damn, they be making vaccines out of dead baby fetuses and all of that. When I said it, I didn't even say it like, this is what's in the vaccine. So when I heard the nurse say, 14-week-old Caucasian fetus, bro, that blew my mind. Like, is you serious? So, is all vaccines created from just dead baby fetuses? Like,
some of them are. Some of them are.
It's like, wow.
I know a lot of them do have the mercury in them as well. Most of them got the mercury, which is deadly, toxic.
That's why they make it so hard for you to sue the pharmaceutical companies for damages.
Yeah.
Because they know what they're putting in those vaccines. So, you know, they can't sue us. We created the virus. We created the vaccine. We know what's in it, but we're not gonna tell them what's in it. And if they take it and they have an adverse effect from it or a reaction from it, that's not our fault. It's not. So you expecting us to take these vaccines, but you don't want to tell us what's in them. But at the same time, it's something. If my baby died from this, I can't sue you because you injected her with poison, basically. No, I'm just gonna pass on all of the vaccine bullshit. I'm gonna pass on all of that. And God's gonna provide a way for me. Whether it be by the strength of my hands or the mental capacity of my mind, I'm gonna put everything that I naturally have, God given, to the best of my ability to use. That's how much faith I got in my creator, but in my government and the people that treat us less than, that we barely get justice in, I have nothing for you except a fat middle finger and a big ass shotgun. And hey, for you, I may be wrong, but last time I checked, as a man, you're supposed to protect your family by any means necessary. And that's just what I got to say about that. Gentlemen, I want to thank y'all for tuning in again. We just done made it to another level of the rabbit hole. Who knows how deep this rabbit hole really goes, but we gonna find out. And it's gonna get to a point where y'all are either gonna wake up or you're just gonna open your one eye and pretend like you sleep when it's time for you to do something. I ain't faking the funk. I'm about that life. We about that life. We serious about this. We sincerely wish y'all the best. Stay safe. Stay prayed up. Use your common sense. Use your God-given discernment that God blessed you with. And let him lead you in your steps, man. Thank you for tuning in to the Sour Power Hour. Me and Tone, we holler at y'all when we holler at y'all. Yes, buddy. Thank you.